Some of them three.
Yeah.
Well, now to two. Two rooms.
What'd you call the room where the people would sleep?
That we call them bedrooms.
And did you have a place where folks might stay most of the time?
Nothing but that shed, two bedrooms. Then there's a bedroom. And they didn't have no nothing but a kitchen. They didn't have no dining room, nothing like that. Eat in the kitchen.
Where was it on the house?
On to the house. Just go right out the bed, you know, someone go right out the bedroom in the kitchen. That's a two-room house.
Yeah.
Four-room house, you might go out and come out of one room into the other, and then go in the kitchen.
And what might you have across the front of the house?
Porch. That was the porch that's across the front of the house.
You call that of what in the old days, maybe? Anything else?
Nothing but the porch.
Yeah, okay. That's a big old tree out there. How long has that thing been there?
Ooh, that tree been there long.
Probably as long as you have.
Long. I remember it was a big old tree. Because I lived on the other end. I didn't live up on this end. It's been there for a while, though, that big tree.
Other end of what?
Place. Other end of the shed. Place down on the low end of the place. Still on shed.
Shed still on it?
Still on it. Yeah, the youngsters got it. Of course, a lot of the old ones are gone, but the youngsters got it.
What were they like back then, when you were young? When you worked for them, was it hard?
Was it hard? Nothing but with. Nothing but mules. Flying. Chopping cotton. Picking.
When you're a young man, I guess you'd have to, if you wanted to be a good farmer, you had to work. When'd you get up in the morning?
Oh, they get up in the morning around 5. 4:35. Ring, you didn't see that no time. Bell would ring there about 4:30. 5 again, it'd be ringing for you to come to the barn to get your mule.
Is this when you were you a tenant farmer?
Farming then. Working on a share.
Share?
Mm-hmm. Had to go to the barn and get your mule.
You sure
came back there at 12 o'clock. They didn't meet. Then you go back by and eat your own. It's just tough back there. If they didn't, he wouldn't close to the barn while you go there and eat. 1 o'clock, he didn't give 1 hour. He'd be better to get your meal. Then you had to bring him back there to the barn and careful you stay from the barn. You had to walk back home. Yeah, no, we get on.
And did you share crop?
Share crop too, sure did. But you don't share. Flying way back there and running, double share, we carry 1 foot out of the middle, 2 foot in the middle. We get anywhere. And it got from that to there. Gang plows, if you call it, 2 mule pulling and you carry a rope.
Did you share crop all? Are you still working?
Sure, still share crop. I'm still working at home. And we don't make no crop now. They make all the crop.
They got machines.
Machine now. They don't have any share crop. Don't pick no cotton, we don't pick no cotton, no. Pick up pecan. So much better now.
Think so?
So much better now.
Why's that?
Got all this good stuff.